Chingus, it's your girl Kathleen, aka Cassidine, aka Sodin, and welcome to another episode of Sodin Soapbox. Yes, here on Sodin Soapbox is where we rant about all things love, life, and the pursuit of music. Get into it. Welcome to another episode, fam. What's going on? How you living? How you live? What's going on, y'all? We are back with another monthly episode of Sodin Soapbox. If you are new here, welcome, welcome, welcome. Grab you some coffee, grab you some tea, grab you some wine, grab you some water, because child, with this weather, you better be staying hydrated. That's all I know. Kick off your shoes and relax. If you are a returning listener, what's up, family? How you doing? Kijon, yeah. How your mama and them? We are back, y'all, with another monthly episode. And child, we just going to be jumping right on in because we got a lot to talk about. But first things first, just going to get some housekeeping rules or just get some housekeeping things out the way. First and foremost, child, if you hear noise in the background, it's my air conditioner. Because it is hot. As my friend Trina says, it is hot in Topeka. Okay? So if you hear some buzzing sounds in the background, it's because I need the air conditioner on. I'm in a hoodie onesie because I want my apartment to be cold. Like Mr. Freeze cold. Because I can't deal with that. But we're going to get into this heat in a second. But anyways, what's going on, family? If you are new here or, again, a returning listener, thank you so much for tuning in. I love y'all for real. If you're not already doing so, please, please, please follow your girl on all social media channels. But I know Twitter is gone. It's called X now. And I know we got Threads, but I don't want to jump on Threads yet because I feel like it's like one of those updates. You know, when the first update come, you let everybody else jump on it first to see how it is. And then you wait for the next one so they can get rid of all the bugs. I'm not really ready to jump on Threads because I heard if I want to delete Threads, that means I got to delete my whole Instagram. And I have too many years on my Instagram to be deleting my account. So I need somebody who's on there to tell me if that's true or not. So I guess we're going to do this and we're going to try and change the name because this is the first time I'm going to do this with the new name. But here we go. Please, please, please follow me on all social media platforms. That's Facebook, X. It sounds like I'm talking about a drug, child. Facebook, X, and Instagram. My handle is Shameless Listo on all platforms. That's S-H-A-M-E. L-E-S-S-L-I-S-Z-T-O. Come chat with me. Come talk to me. Tell me how you feeling. We are now officially in the month of August. Child, summer is almost over. How was the month of July for you? How was you feeling? Did you go on any vacations? Are you about to go on vacation? What is your summertime looking like? Are you doing a hot girl summer? Are you doing a hot boy summer? Are you still staying inside? What is you doing? Come talk to me. Come chat with me. All right, all right, all right. So normally we do a first segment that we call Sodin's Life Update. So I'm going to fill y'all in on what the month of July has been for moi. Okay, so first and foremost, I don't know. Korea has not been good to me because your girl been sick, okay? Not COVID sick, but just your girl been sick. I've been out of commission for like 2 weeks. And I think it's a couple of reasons. First and foremost, we started off with monsoon season where we just had heavy rain. And it was just like ridiculous. And not only that, here in Korea, the air system when it comes to like the aircon or air conditioner, it's a lot different than in, for example, the States. So in America, we're used to like the HVAC system, which for those of you who don't know, stands for heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. Whereas in Korea, they don't have that. They have just your regular air conditioning. So meaning, for example, in my apartment, the air conditioner is right above my bed. And then the heater, for example, in the winter time, most Korean apartments have ondos, meaning they have floor heating. My apartment doesn't have ondos, so again, the heating unit is right above my bed. So that's kind of how it works in a lot of Korean apartments, is generally they have ondo for the winter, and then they just have a standard like air conditioning unit that's generally like somewhere close to the bed, so that that's where the cooling system kind of comes through. Where generally in America, you have like this giant air conditioning unit or HVAC unit that's usually situated outside of the house, or if you live like in a townhouse, there's like a central location. So I say that because usually like the air conditioning comes from up the floor and to cool the whole entire apartment, house, or residence. So for me, at nighttime, the air conditioning is right above my bed. That's a no-go for me. It's directly on me. I noticed immediately I was getting sick as a result of that. And me, I was cleaning the like the little vent inside. What I normally would do is in the winter time, like right before winter started, I'd pull it out, clean it, put it back in. And then right before summer started, same thing, because I didn't want the dust and stuff to accumulate and switch over and child. I didn't want a fire to start while I was sleeping because I'm not ready to go see Jesus yet. You feel me? Okay. So with that being said, it's the same thing at my office in school. I sit in the office with a bunch of other teachers. The air conditioning, or air con as they call it here in Korea, just for short, it's right above my head where I sit in the office. Like my desk is situated right beneath it. And also, I was going in and out of the office. The hallways be humid AF, and then the office be cold AF. And I think the combination of me going in and out, and then sitting directly under it, your girl was going to I was going to catch a cold regardless. And the thing with me is I don't just be catching cold. No, I'm a Scorpio. I'm an October Scorpio, and I'm dramatic. No, your girl had to have a runny nose. My throat had to hurt. I had a headache, and I had an ear infection. I had the whole package. Yay me! So that was just fun. And it was just near the end of the school year. So the end of the school year, I'm having to like get stuff together because I also have to teach English camp. So great, yay me again. I'm having to plan, even now I feel like I sound very like stuffy, like cause it's still lingering. Because again, it's still hot outside. I still very much need the air conditioner. And even though I bought a fan, the fan just ain't doing nothing for me. Like it's not. So every once in a while, I have to still turn the air conditioner on. So it's just, until honestly, the summertime ain't summertiming, I feel like I'm just gonna have this cold stuck with me. So that's like the first real update I had going on. But I will say, your girl is on vacation. And when I tell you I'm happy, I am so happy. I've said this once, I've said this twice, I will say it again. Love my kids. Love them. Really do. But I don't want to see y'all until the end of my vacation. I really don't. I don't even, like, even the other day, I had to do an out-of-town trip, which I'll get into later in my update. I bumped into one of my kids, and my walk past you, like, I don't know you game was so strong. And they ain't say nothing to me either. If you don't know me, I don't know you. And that's fine with me. That's fine by me. If you don't know me, I don't know you. I'm not a teacher during a summer vacation. I mean, even though like the way they call you as like per respectability, they will still say like, oh, teacher Kesarine. But child, I am outside school grounds. You don't know me and I don't know you. Got it? I guess so? Cool. So your girl's on vacation, not really doing much, honestly, because the way this heat is really running, I'm planning to stay inside, legit inside. and I wanted to go to Japan. I really did, but I forgot I had English camp, and just everything ended up being last minute for me. So I think I'm just going to end up doing like a little staycation, staying at a hotel for a couple of days, maxing and relaxing, and just call it a day, because I really wanted to go to Japan, but things just didn't work out. So it's fine. Not going to make a big deal about it. I just really need to relax. I just really need to catch a breather so I can catch the wind in my sail to make it through second semester, especially because, as y'all remember, or if y'all don't know, this is my last year. And so second semester, I really just need to plow through it so that I can finish this contract with grace and doing, you know, my best, and I can go home and just close this chapter of my life. So that was that. I did have a bit of a situation that happened to me last month as well at my school. I won't get into it though. I will just say simply that it kind of, for lack of better words, just put the nail in the coffin for me, that just let me know like, oh yeah, this is my last year here at the school. Simply because, I think I've said this before, like on numerous podcast episodes, like I can't keep beating a dead horse. As long as I've been at this school, I have felt like a Weigugin. I have felt like a foreigner. I have felt like an outsider, in the sense like I've done my best to really try to connect with the teachers at my school. And I'm just constantly met with the, oh, you know, yongo moteo, which just basically means like, oh, I don't speak English. And I've always responded with, oh, kenshanayo, you know, hangugo, chigumaheyo. Yes, I'm flexing my Korean because I speak Creole on here. I might as well use some of my Korean. And I'm like, oh, it's fine. Like, I speak a little bit of Korean. And it does not matter. They still just are very, very shy and just very standoffish. And I say that not expecting to be friends with my coworkers, but just amicable. And that's just met with no response, just very reserved. And the only time I seem to make any connection is when they're drinking. And I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I get that. Like, you get liquid courage, and that's when all of a sudden the English starts spilling out. But that's just letting me know like where the boundary is, where the line is. And it's just crazy because on the flip side, I go to a Korean church where literally, again, nobody speaks English and there's no reservation. There's no issues. There's no problems. It's mainly ajummas and ajushis, people's parents, and then like very young kids. And even the young kids aren't comfortable speaking English to me. And when I say young kids, I mean like kids ranging from 4 to 7. They're learning English right now, and even they aren't comfortable speaking English to me, which is fine. Like, I don't run up to them and speak English to them, and that's fine. Like, I had a friend, like another friend, who just said, oh no, like you have to speak English to them. And I'm like, why? In America, I would never force myself on another kid who spoke the same language as me. Like, if another kid visibly showed me that they were afraid of me in the sense of like, oh, it's a stranger, I don't know them, I'm not running up to them, why would I then like force myself onto the kid? I'm gonna apply that same methodology here in Korea. There's a kid who clearly doesn't want to engage with me. One, because I'm a stranger. Two, I'm a foreigner. Three, we don't speak the same language. Why would I force myself onto this kid? I'm gonna let this kid just come to me once they feel like it. And 9 times out of 10, and for the most part, that has worked in our favor. Like, sometimes the kids will see me playing. I've been playing like Fruit Ninja, or like I bring my Switch to church because after church we eat and then we kind of just chill. But, and again, because most of them don't speak English, I'm kind of left to myself. So when they see me playing on my iPad or they see me bring my Switch, they want to play. So that's usually the time that we engage, and I engage with them in Korean. Sometimes I'll interject English words and they'll talk to me in English, but I've never forced them to interact with me in English because I'm like, I'm not their teacher. They have their own teacher to interact with in English. If they want to interact with me in English, that's their choice, but I'm not about to force them. So I think that's a very strange like thought process to say, oh, I speak English. These are kids that supposedly are learning English, and therefore, like, no, that's very strange. Like, I'm not about to do that. Again, I would never do that in the States, where it's like, oh, you're a kid. Let me for it. Like, nah, that's weird behavior. But anyways, the people at the church, they engage with me, no problem. They interact with me. They check in on me. Even when I got sick, they were bringing me soup. They were praying for me, this, that, and the third. There hasn't been an issue with them in connecting with me despite the language barrier. And you would think it would be the reverse because these people are like older. So they're more set in their ways versus the teachers in my school are literally like my age and slightly older. But again, it is what it is. I'm not going to make a big fuss or big deal about it. It's just like, okay, duly noted. And I think for me, it's just put the nail in a coffin to just say, oh, yeah, I'm definitely not staying. The reason why I'm also being very vague about what happened is because defamation laws are real. Even if the situation is true, if something happens and it is true, because you are defaming the name, you could get sued. So I'm just going to wait to tell exactly what happened. Like, I'll definitely, because you know me, I have no problem spilling tea. I will spill tea once I'm actually home and far, far away from here. Not to say I won't ever come back, but I won't work here. And who gonna be my ass? Like, I'm sorry, who gonna be my ass? But once I go home and I'm far from here, I'll talk about it in depth because I definitely plan to make an episode about why did I leave Korea in full depth. Like, I think the last time I talked about it, I just kind of said some, you know, general reasons, but I'm going to be more detailed about it in a future episode. So just stay tuned for that. But outside of that, child, basically, for the most part, I've just been chilling. Like I said, I'm on vacation. I have no intentions of going outside because the other day I had to get my eyebrows retouched because if you didn't know, if you're not following me on social media, I don't know what you're doing. I got my eyebrows microbladed and I'm so happy because child, if you didn't know, me and Whoopi Goldberg are cousins. I barely have eyebrows. I have a little bit more than she does, but me and Whoopi Goldberg are cousins. Like, I barely got eyebrows. That's just the lot in life that God gave me. And so I decided to go get them microbladed and I had to get them touched up. Y'all, let me tell you about the day. Left the house pretty early, you know, partly cloudy, so it wasn't too hot. Took the bus, took the subway. Y'all. The moment I left that subway station, like the moment I got up the top of the steps, the heat was so bad. I wanted to clothesline somebody. It literally felt like Satan was out here doing the Olympics. That's how hot it was. Like, you couldn't tell me Satan wasn't out here, you know, doing the javelin, doing the 50-yard dash. I don't know what the sports are in Olympics, so I'm just making stuff up. You know, like, you couldn't tell me Satan wasn't out here doing the Olympics. This nigga was out here doing the cha-cha slide, the merengue, like, everything. I was like, sir, why is it this hot? Like, it was so hot, I wanted to snatch my wig off. It was too hot for a wig. It was too hot for hair. It was too hot for skin. It was just too daggone hot. I was like, yo, like, why? Like, poor K, Rosalita, poor K. Child. So then I'm walking around because I ended up being a lot early for my appointment. Like, my appointment was like 1 o'clock. I showed up at like 12. So I was like, I was obviously having to meander, but it's too hot to be meandering outside. So I was like, let me step into Daiso. Now, caveat, if you don't know what Daiso is, well, what I learned later, Daiso is technically the Japanese Target. I thought it was a Korea version of Target, but apparently it started in Japan. But either way, it's the Asian Target. Child, you think you're going in there for one thing, and then you walk out there with 511 things. And that's exactly what happened to me. I walked in there because I was like, oh, yeah, let me just walk in there for the air conditioning because a girl needs to cool off. And I told y'all I'm probably going to do like a staycation, find me a little hotel, stay there for a couple of days. And I ordered one that had a tub because, fun fact, the past 4 years I've been here, I haven't had a tub. If you know anything about Korean apartments, they don't have tubs. You have wet baths, which is literally a shower, a sink, and a toilet. And everything gets wet when you take a shower. Now, some people buy portable tubs, but ain't nobody got time for that. Like, my bathroom is a nice size bathroom, but I don't have enough space for no portable tub. Ain't nobody doing all that. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to treat myself nice. And I was going to order online some bath bombs, some bath soaps, I saw some goat milk bombs. I was like, oh, we gonna be real luxurious, child. So I was going to order online. Walked into the Daiso. Boom, bam. They right there. I was like, oh, let's go. Child, next thing I know, I done bought like $20 worth of products. I only went in there for the air conditioning. I want y'all to know that. I only went in there to meander and just use the air conditioning. I walked out of there with two bath bombs, bath soap, a body scrub, a new screen protector, because I justified it because my screen protector is broken. One of those screen cleaners for your laptop and your iPad, and then something else random, like $20. I was like, girl, if you don't get out of here, like, it don't make no sense. Like, I literally was like, there's no reason. This is what you get for just walking in there for air conditioning, and then you don't walk out of here. And the thing is, like, the store had 5 levels, and I told myself, girl, do not leave this first level, because if you go to the next level, you're going to walk out of here with, like, $100 worth of product. So just a caveat and a warning. If you ever go to Korea, or if you live near a Korea town, because there's one in Virginia, there's one in New York, I think there's one in Texas, and there's one in California, and you see the sign Daiso, I'm not saying don't go in there, but just be prepared. You're not walking out of there with one item. You're not. Just letting you know, it's like Target. You think you're going in there with one item, but you're not. Or if you have a list of things you're going to get, you're not getting nothing on that list. You're not getting nothing. I promise you that. I promise you that. But yeah. That day was hot. Like, and this is coming from a girl. Y'all know I'm Haitian. I'm Caribbean. I love the summer. I normally don't complain because I hate winter. Like, this is coming from the girl who sits front row in Meg Thee Stallion's hot girl coach class. I be front row and center in her hot girl coach class. Like, girl, I'm here. We outside. Like, I be there. Girl, no, I'm inside. I want nothing to do with outside. If it wasn't for the Stanley Cup that the TikTok girlies were talking about, I would have died. Now, this isn't sponsored, but if Stanley Cups wants to sponsor me, that cup saved my life. That cup saved my life from not having to rip off my skin and my wig on that Monday. Because that cup stays cool for 11 hours and stays ice for 2 days. So I'm not telling you to run and get it, but if you got the coinage, I'm telling you to get it, especially with this summer heat. Stay hydrated, my peoples. Stay hydrated. And I'm going to wrap up Soren's life update with that. You know, or get a dupe. Maybe not. If you can't afford the Stanley Cup, get a dupe. Because y'all got to stay hydrated. But let's wrap up, you know, this life update. And let's go to our commercial break. Okay? Okay? All right. All right. Y'all already know. Your girl is a small content creator. There's only one thing that I ask of you, my listeners. And that's to show how much you love my podcast. So what I need for you guys to do is to head over to Podchasers and find this podcast. Leave your girl 4 or 5 stars. 5 stars is preferred. And to write 1 to 2 lines on why you love my podcast. I would just really appreciate it if you would just rate my podcast 4 or 5 stars. And it has to be specifically Podchasers, because I know I have some listeners who listen on Google, who listen on Apple or Spotify. But the thing is that the recognition and the acknowledgement comes through Podchasers. That's where you get sponsorships.
that's where you get any type of accolades. It comes through Podchasers. That's why I specifically indicate that's where you need to go. So here's what you guys need to do. Simple instructions. Simple. As a teacher, I'm going to give you the steps 1, 2, 3. Step number one, go to podchaser.com. That's podchaser.com. Step number two, find your favorite podcast. That's this one, Sorin's Soapbox. That's S-O-R-I-N apostrophe S, S-O-A-P-B-O-X. Step number three, when you find your favorite podcast, this one, you're going to leave me 4 or 5 stars. 5 stars is preferred. And then you're going to write 1 to 2 lines saying why you love this podcast. Okay? See? 3 easy steps. It be that set. Fini. Finito. Conasa. Finished. And that's it. And it does so much for someone like me who's a small content creator just trying to grow her platform. That's all I ask, and I thank you in advance for helping me, because then it allows me to continue to make content just for you. So again, I thank you in advance, and that is the end of our church announcements.
All right, and we back. Now, I know my Sony's life update was a bit chaotic and everywhere, but I'm just filling in rare form. So if it seems a little chaotic, I apologize, but I'm not sorry at the same time. Maybe this is just vacation me and I have a little bit more energy. Did that just rhyme? Bars? I don't know. Anyways, but we are jumping in now to a segment that I'm going to now dub as Long Story Long. This is basically where I rant about the things I come across in my social media feeds. So whether it be stuff that hits the news, stuff that hits my TikTok, stuff that hits my child, I'm just gonna call it Twitter, okay? You know, formerly known as Twitter, kind of like Prince, okay? That's just what I'm gonna call it, because calling it X just seems like I'm talking about a drug, and I don't respect Elon Musk at all. Like, I'm just not. Until I get Threads, which, as I told you before, if anybody has Threads, sincerely, please tell me that if in the future I want to delete my Threads, does that mean I have to delete my Instagram? Because if so, I'm not doing it. I'm literally at the age. I'm 35. I'm about to be 36 in October. I'm literally at the age where I ain't got no more social media in me. Like, and that's okay. Because, you know, sometimes you want to be hip and you want to be cool and you want to be down like Brandy. But I'm okay if I'm not, you know, in the know. I don't have kids yet. Like, I don't have kids yet. So I don't got to prove nothing to nobody. It's not till I have kids that I want to know what they're doing, because I want to know, like, if somebody's cyberbullying them or, like, what they're into, so I don't sound like my parents. You know what I mean? Because even my mom, she's on Instagram and TikTok. And I'm like, girl, why are you on there? Like, you should only be on Facebook. That's where your people are. Your people are not on TikTok. Like, what are you doing? Whatever social media my kids will have, I will not be on it. The only thing I want to know is, who are you talking to and what are you watching? Because I just want to be aware that you're not consuming harmful content. Outside of that, I don't want to be on any new social media platforms, because I don't want to figure out anything new. So I just want to know, with Thread, one, is it worth it? Two, again, should I decide to delete it because I found out something shady about Instagram, which, let's be honest, there probably is, and I want to delete it, does it delete my entire Instagram? Because I've had my Instagram for like years, and I would hate to have to delete it on account of having to delete Threads. So I just need to know that. So that's just my sidebar on that. This segment is called Long Story Long, where I just go off about how I feel about anything that I've come across on my TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. And it's probably stories that you've seen as well. And so I'm just giving my 2 cents about it. Maybe I'll call it My 2 Cents, one or the other. Maybe I'll do a poll. Should it be called My 2 Cents or Long Story Long? So first topic that I want to go off about is I don't want to see no more feminine, masculine content on my feed. Like, I'm tired. Y'all not tired? Because I'm tired. I'm tired of seeing this is how you be a feminine woman. This is how you be a masculine man. This, oh, alpha men don't like this, or alpha men like this. I don't care. Like, I legitimately, I don't care. Or do these five things to get a man. Or these things will make you look seductive to him. Bruh, I don't care. Can't, like, the whole feminine masculine conversation, it's tired. Like, it's tired. Like, I just saw a video the other day, it's been going viral, about the lady talking about some, oh, this isn't feminine when you do a dark lip liner with lip gloss. And it's just like, ma'am, how obtuse can you be to not understand that Black women had to do that look because most of the makeup industry wasn't even geared towards us. They were geared towards you. So, ma'am, please, respectfully, shut up. Like, shut up. Please. But yeah, I'm like really tired of the feminine masculine conversation of what's deemed feminine and what's deemed masculine, or you're operating too much in your feminine, or you're operating too much in your masculine. For real, shut up. Like, I really want you to like kill all that noise. So that's first on the agenda, is that I'm really sick and tired of the feminine masculine conversation and people who have no criteria and have no portfolio giving advice. Like, I'ma come for y'all faves, and I'm so sorry. That sprinkle sprinkle lady, sparkle sparkle lady, I don't know who she is. What's her credentials? I'm not being funny, but what's her credentials? What's her criteria to give advice? And I'm not even saying that she has to be married, because, you know, most people say, oh, she, you know, oh, where's your man, this, that, the third. That's not even my thing. Like, because there are legitimate dating coaches, there are legitimate matchmakers, and they have websites, they have portfolios, they have degrees, they have certifications. Where's hers? Like, the same energy I had for Kevin Samuels, I have for her, and she's giving me Kevin Samuels. Because, ma'am, you giving out all this advice, talking about some sprinkle, sprinkle, you know, if you look a man up and down, he gonna do this and he gonna give you that. Ma'am, all I know is you showed up on TikTok and started giving advice. Ma'am, where are your credentials? And then not only that, these same people will bamboozle you talking about they got a class for $499. Why would I listen to you? Like, what is your actual credentials that says to me you are a reliable source? Why would I listen to you? I mean, yeah, granted, like, nobody gotta listen to me either. Like, I'm just a nobody. I'm just a regular, degular girl from Jersey. But, like, these people who get online and sit in their cars, sit in a random room to give advice, Derek Jackson, Danaya Jackson, why should I listen to y'all? What actual credentials and accolades do you have? And don't say books, because you can self-publish a book. You can self-publish a book. You don't gotta go through nobody. So just because you got books doesn't mean it's an accolade or credentials either. Because if you go through a publisher and somebody says, oh, this book is crap, then guess what? You can be like, oh, I don't have to listen to you and self-publish. So books mean nothing. Again, Derek Jackson, what qualifies you to get on the internet? And it's always, and the thing is that I don't like, it's always geared towards Black women, because y'all know we are the most susceptible, we are the most vulnerable to it. So that type of content gotta go. I needed to go. And since we're talking about Black women, Carly Smollett, Russell, baby, I pray that since apparently she done got arrested, I pray that they also give you the therapy. I pray that they give you the therapy that you need. I'm not even going to drag you for filth, because you've been dragged from the internet and back. But I pray you get the therapy that you need. And I'm also gonna add this. Can we as a Black community recognize that one person's poor actions is not a reflection of us as a community? Like, we can rally as a community for her and search for her, because I love that. Like, as a Black community, we gotta find her. And then once we realize, like, sis was in the Red Roof Inn eating cheese crackers and a Fanta, like, then we're like, okay, girl, what the heck? What are you doing? Like, what are you doing? But, like, can we not be like, oh, see, and that's why they don't be believing Black women? It's one person. How many times do Wahite people, they mess up and it don't reflect the entire white community? I mean, granted, it has been said, like, a lot of POC communities, like Black, Hispanic, Asian, because it's such a collective society, when one person wins, we all feel like we win. And then one person, you know, is a failure, we see it as like a reflection of all of us. Like, I get it. But, like, can we not assume that Carly Russell making a mistake means that, like, oh, we never gonna put forth this much energy towards another Black woman going missing? Like, there are still Black women who go missing every day and they don't even get like 1/10 of this amount of energy. My only, you know, request is just that the next time we hear a Black woman go missing, we don't say, oh, this might be another Carly Russell. No, let's just be like, you know what? Let's go ahead and learn from the Carly Russell situation. But, like, all right, if we go missing, can we, like, be missing for real, for real? And not do that, not just try to go on vacation and be away, but just be like, okay, that's one person who messed up, but it's not a reflection on all of us as a whole. Like, I think we really need to pull away from that mentality that when one person mess up in the Black community, that somehow, like, especially like that Sukiyana thing. Sukiyana is not a reflection of me, baby girl. Like, I need y'all to understand. Sukiyana out here yelling outlandish things, she is not a representation of me. I want y'all to understand. What Sukiyana does in her business, that ain't got nothing to do with me, baby. That ain't got nothing to do with me. That's what I'm saying. Like, when we win, we can all rally up and say, oh, we won. But when somebody mess up, can we, like, pull back and be like, oh, that's you, baby? Like, we can hold tension in the middle and say, like, when we win, we all win. But when we mess up, like, we can correct each other in the failure, but also allow someone to stand in their own mess up. Like, I hope I'm making sense, but I just really didn't like how people said, oh, see, this gonna set us back, and from now on, they're not gonna believe us. Why? Because one person messed up? How many white mass shooters has there been, and it hasn't been like, see, all white people, like, they still going around doing the foolishness that they do. White people do not walk around in shame. Like, I want you to understand that. White people do not walk around in shame when one of theirs gets plastered. They're not walking around in shame because of Donald Trump. Mr. Cheez-It himself, they not walking around in shame because of Mr. Cheez-It. They just said, oh, that's him. That's not me. Like, I want us to walk around with the same audacity that white people have. I understand that's a little hard because, you know, white people be white people in. But walking that same audacity. So that's the second on the agenda. This next one, it's more, I'm going to switch to K-pop and then I'm going to go back to Black women. Because, you know, this is a Black women's, we support Black women over here. We rally behind Black women. If y'all didn't know, I'm just like Jessie Wu. I love Black women, so I'm a rally behind Black people in general. But I'm going to switch over to K-pop side real quick. Y'all K-pop people, I got to talk to y'all for a second. Can y'all stop acting like these K-pop people ain't people? Like, they're not human? Can we stop doing that? They show an ounce, like, they show you their humanity, and y'all flip the heck out. Y'all flip out. I stopped listening to K-pop music a while ago because honestly, like, it's not giving. It's really just not giving no more. I'm still in the, what is it, the first, second generation? I still listen to Big Bang, 21, EXO, Girls' Generation. Like, I'm still in that era because the new generation, I can't get into them. I just heard a song called What's Your ETA? I thought it was a commercial because it comes on, like, the little YouTube commercials. And it came on in one of the cafes. I said, oh, this is a real song? And my friend was like, oh, yeah. And I was like, you, and I was telling her about the song. She had no idea what it meant, which, obviously. And I was like, girl, it's basically asking you, like, how long is it going to take for you to get here? Like, if I asked you what's your ETA and you said, like, oh, 10 minutes. She's like, oh, really? And once she translated it in Korean, she realized how dumb the song is. I was like, exactly. But I digress. So anyways, Jungkook from BTS done dropped a song called, I think it's called Seven, child. I don't know. And I guess he has a clean version and an explicit version. Y'all, the internet has been in shambles because this nigga cuss. If y'all don't grow up, this man is almost 30. Why y'all acting like this man is not human? This man is almost 30. Why y'all surprised he cuss? Y'all don't think he don't be cussing y'all out when y'all write stupid stuff on Weverse and Twitter? You don't think he cusses you out? Like, why y'all acting like, why y'all act like that? Like, why? Like, legitimately, Pukisa, poor K, wicked head. Like, why y'all act like that? This man shows you he's literally a human being like all of us. He cusses, and y'all just acted like he solved the Pythagorean theorem. Like, y'all really just lost y'all damn mind because this man cussed. He said the F word, and y'all lost y'all mind. Please stop. Please stop infantilizing these grown 30-year-old men. But then in the same breath, be talking about misogyny and patriarchy. Please make it make sense. Do not talk about misogyny and patriarchy, but then you'll infantilize these K-pop men. How, Sway? How? You can't do both. You can't do both because you're adding to the problem. You can't infantilize men and then complain about patriarchy and misogyny in the system when you are adding to the misogyny and the patriarchy. Bruh. Because I was sitting there and I was like, everybody's screaming about the new Seven song. I was like, why? And I was like, I thought it was because he had Lotto on it. And I was like, okay, like, cool. And then I saw this, like, oh my God, I can't believe he's cussing. And I even saw some people say, oh, you acting like a Westerner because he cusses? Like, I can't tell you how many times me as a foreigner, Korean people be asking me about English cuss words. Like, you even have, like, English speakers. Like, I can't tell you how many times people have asked me, oh, what's some Korean cuss words? Like, that's such a, I mean, it's childish, but, like, that's such a normal thing to do. You learn a new language, and people want to know what the cuss words are in the other language. So I'm sure him watching, like, English TV, Western movies and TV shows, he learned cuss words. So why y'all acting like him saying the cuss word? Like, grow up. I'm sorry, maybe that just sounds real harsh, but like, stop infantilizing these K-pop stars and acting like they're not out here with a roster of women or men or both and just doing the most. Stop acting like they innocent. Stop infantilizing them. Stop acting like they perfect and the K-dramas is real. These people be horrible human beings sometimes. I'm not saying they all. But stop acting like these people be like who you think they are. Your imagination of them and the reality of them are two different things. Chill out. Please chill out. All right, I got two more things and then Kunessa, I'm going to wrap the episode up. Next thing on the agenda, Miss Erica Badu. I saw a video of Miss Erica Badu searching out for John Boyega, talking about something he fine. That was fine with me. I was cool. Until she started talking about his body parts. And she was lusting after this man. Now, I don't know if it was a skit. I don't know if it was for funsies. I don't even know what the parameter of it was. But I was very much taken aback and disgusted by it, simply by the fact that Erykah Badu is in her 50s and John Boyega is in his 30s. And all I'm going to say is, because I'm not going to go too hard on Erykah, but if this was, you know, the genders were switched, all I'm going to say is if the genders were switched and it was a man in his 50s and a woman in her 30s and he was talking about her body in the same way that Erykah was talking about John's, I feel like the internet would be having a whole different conversation than they are now. They're letting it go away because they're saying that, oh, John is lucky and I don't know if I would want to be Erykah or John, and they're praising her. And I'm like, I can understand why men will use a conversation about, you know, double standards. And that's all I'm going to say about that. I was very uncomfortable with that whole interaction. Like, attraction is fine. Her saying that he was attractive was fine. It was just the nature of the conversation and how she was talking about John that just made me very, very uncomfortable. So yeah, that's all I'm going to say about that one. So moving on to the last one, Majimak. Majimak has to do with the Barbie movie. Now, this one right here, this right here, nigga. This the one that really, really, really burned me up. This right here. Now, for context, for most of y'all, y'all know, the Barbie movie, if I think it's already out, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, the Barbie movie is already out. And the girlies have been showing up and showing out, especially my black girlies. And we hear it. We are here for it. Now, me, I'm not a Barbie girlie. Like, I'm not gonna lie. I'm not a Barbie girly. When it first came out, like, I was hyped that Issa Rae was in it. That was more or less my hype for it. That Issa Rae was president. I was like, yes, Issa Rae has, like, been in her bag. She was in, like, the latest Spider-Man movie. She was in this. And then I think she did something else. Like, if I'm not mistaken, there was, like, three movies that she was in. And I was like, okay, Issa is in her bag. And then I think her new show just is about to come out. Her second season of Rap Shit is about to drop. So Issa just been rolling and I'm here for it. But like, yeah, so the girls have been prepping for Barbie and like I've been seeing like the outfits to get readies with me. And the thing that I noticed was that like black women was getting hate for it. They was getting dragged for it. And the main thing that I was noticing was that like people were saying like, oh, all these girls is getting ready and getting dressed and going for the Barbie movie. Like, what's up with that? Now, again, I want to preface this to say, like, I myself was never a Barbie. I was never a Barbie girl. I remember as a kid, I did have a black Barbie. Don't remember her name. Don't remember nothing about it. What I do remember was that I think it was a pageant Barbie, if I'm not mistaken, because she had this big red sparkly dress, and I have like a picture of it from my childhood, but again, I couldn't remember nothing about it. I'm about to tell my age. Well, I said it earlier, but I'm really about to tell my age. I was a Polly Pocket Cabbage Patch American Girl doll kid. That was my bag, because I had the Polly Pockets, I had the Cabbage Patch, the black one, because again, we love black, all things black over here. We blackity black over here. And then I didn't have an American Girl doll, but I had the books. And I remember as a kid, the two that I wanted was either Samantha, but because my sister has the same name, she was like, no, that's mine, I claim it. And I wanted Addie. Now, granted, Addie obviously is the slave girl, but she was black. And so I was like, I want the black girl. And then later on, I think I figured out like you can make your own. So I was like, okay, cool. But those were the specific dolls that I loved. But again, the girlies who love Barbie, cool. Like, do your thing. I'm not about to be a hater. But there was this whole discord around the fact that they were like, oh, I find it strange that all these black girls are like rallying and going in droves to the Barbie movie. Like, there's all the support for the Barbie movie, but where was that at for the Ariel, the Little Mermaid movie? And I'm like, confusion. because I'm like, y'all are directing the energy to the wrong people. It wasn't Black women who had a frenzy about Little Mermaid. It was white people. White people were the ones who were upset that, you know, Halle was being, you know, Ariel. They were the ones that were trolling under the comments, sending her horrible things, like saying horrible things. They were changing her skin complexion in the trailer, talking about some, oh, we fixed it. They were the ones saying horrible things and didn't want any part of it. Black people, especially girls, were showing up in droves. Like, I remember the opening weekend seeing Black women showing up in droves and seeing like the celebrities. Like, I remember Tia and Samara were taking their daughters to go meet Halle. Like, I just remember so many celebrities and just regular women going out and having their daughters, and their daughters were excited and were crying, and then turned around and went to go see the Barbie movie. We kept the same energy. So I'm like, why are y'all directing this energy towards Black women who are going to enjoy Barbie the same way they enjoyed The Little Mermaid? Like, I'm not understanding where the anger and the disdain is coming from. I'm like, if you're going to be angry at the white people. They're the one who are angry at Little Mermaid, and now they're turning around and going to the Barbie, but they're not angry at Barbie because Barbie is white. Like, if they're going to be mad at anything, be mad at the fact that, like, I haven't seen the movie. But I guess, like, Barbie's not married to Ken. Ken is just her side thing. Or the fact that, like, Issa is president. Or I think America, I don't want to butcher her name, Ferreria, like, is also in, like, it's multi-ethnic. Like, I don't know, be mad about that. But, like, it's been white people who've been angry. And my thing is this, like, I realize the issue isn't that Black women are enjoying Barbie. It's the problem that Black women are just having enjoyment in general. That's your problem. The theme here is Black women having fun and y'all feel some type of way about it. That's what y'all are having problems with. You enjoy misery and seeing Black women having fun, dressing up in their pink outfits and going to this event. You don't like it. It's pissing you off and you're like, oh, you're having fun? I don't like that. Oh, you have peace? I don't like that. Like, that seems to be the running theme here, is that whenever Black women find something that especially taps into their Black girl joy, that allows them to tap into their inner Black girl, whether it be Little Mermaid, whether it be Barbie, or anything else that allows them to heal their inner child, it seems like, I'm not going to say the Black, I don't want to, you know, ostracize the Black community, but it feels like that. Y'all say, oh, I don't like that. We need to tear it down and destroy it. For what? What joy does it bring you to destroy, as a collective, Black women, saying like, oh my God, I used to be a Barbie girl, reminiscing on what Barbie they had, how many they had, or whatever the case may be, the childhood that they had with Barbie, what Barbie represented to them, symbolized to them, etc., especially as Black girls, having a Black Barbie. Because it's one thing to have a Barbie, but it's another thing to have a Black Barbie. I remember there being Brandy having her own Barbie, especially when she became Cinderella. I remember that being like revolutionary. Again, I didn't have Barbie, like, I only had one, but I remember that being revolutionary. So I can't imagine you having the Brandy Barbie or you having any other special edition Barbie. Because I think also when Tyra Banks did Life Size, I think, if I'm not mistaken, they might have made a Barbie after her. Like, just in general, that's part of your childhood and what you remember. And for you to be angry about that, that's asinine to me. In all respects, that's asinine. Like, I can't comprehend it. Somebody has joy and you said, let me figure out how to tear it down. And I think the reason why, like, I can't comprehend is because I will never forget. I don't know if anybody else remembers this. There was a Twitter I guess, Twitter thread or like tweet that went around that went viral, where it's this two couples, yoga. One was a yoga instructor, and I don't remember what the other, if it was a husband, I don't remember what he did. They were very successful in their career. And so like every morning they could get up together, drink coffee outside in their backyard and spend quality time without their phones before like going off to do their work. And how like for them, they felt like they just were very successful in their life. And they just were sharing that like it was possible to have, you know, just a good life for them, or the soft life, or whatever you want to define it. And the way the internet dragged them to filth and said like, oh, must be nice, I have to sit in traffic at that time and deal with angry this, or oh, it must be nice, I got, like, people just went on a rampage to tear this random couple that nobody even knew down because they lived a what they considered a good life and just wanted to share their happiness with Twitter. And Twitter said, we will not have any of that. The people on Twitter said, we will not have any of that, and we will destroy you and the little bit of happiness you thought you had. I was like, oh, y'all are miserable, like for real, for real. And that's when it clicked in my head that people who are happy for real, y'all don't be online. Like the people who be happy like in real life either share little to none online or just don't be online. Like that's the conclusion that I've come to, is that people who are genuinely satisfied with their life, y'all can't be online, because the online world is toxic. The online world literally cannot see somebody doing what they perceive as better than them and not find a way to spew hatred towards them. And that's just sad, because I'll see something online and my perception of it is like, oh my God, like I aspire to be like that, or congratulations, or I'm trying to be like you, or just something. And then this is my problem and I'm really trying to break it. I go in the comments and I'm really trying to tell myself, stop reading the comments. I go in the comments and people say the nastiest things. And I'm like, oh, y'all be miserable. Oh, like we don't be thinking the same. And it's one thing to have like a difference in opinion. Like that's cool. But like people be like legit miserable. Like, oh, y'all really just be out here hating on people like you will never meet in life. You will never cross paths with this person. And you just legit be saying whatever you think you can say. Wow. Wow. People can make jokes on their TikTok reels or their Instagram reels, and people will say all types of things. It's like, bruh, it's a joke. Like, laugh. Hee hee ha ha. Like, it won't kill you. So, yeah, that's the last, long story short, you know, my two cents, whichever one I go with, that I wanted to talk about. It's just like, it seems like, especially with Black women, we're just not allowed to enjoy anything. We just can't have fun. Oh, you a Black woman having fun? I'm gonna snatch that. Cool. I'm gonna snatch that. Like, that's just the overarching theme that it just seems like, especially with this Barbie situation. And this is not the first time I've noticed it. Like, there was a couple other times I've seen it. Black women were doing something. And I think it was like the Busted Challenge during the COVID. Black women were just having fun with the Busted Challenge. And then people come in. Oh, and I'm like, yo, we bored in the house and we in the house bored. And Black women came up with just a fun challenge. And then somebody came in here like, oh, y'all having fun? Nah, shut it down. Like, it just never fails. But anyways, let me go ahead and wrap up this episode. Because child, I could go on and on and on, which clearly I have. So with that being said, if you enjoyed today's episode, I appreciate you truly, truly, truly for listening to me, especially this long, because I just be rambling and, like I said, long story long. So I appreciate you truly, truly, truly. If you love my content, then I just ask that wherever you listen to this episode, whether it be Apple, Spotify, or Google. Do your thing. Make sure you leave a star review, 4 or 5 stars. 5 stars is preferred. And go ahead and share this episode with a friend. Share this episode with a friend. Go ahead and let them know that you was listening to it, and let them know that this is the place to be, okay? And also make sure you follow me on all social media platforms. Again, that is Facebook, child, Twitter, because I'm really not trying to say X like it's a drug. So Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The handle is Shameless Listo on all platforms. That's S-H-A-M-E-L-E-S-S-L-I-S-Z-T-O. Come talk to me. Come chat with me. Let me know how you feel about my long story long, or my two cents. You know, how do you feel about, you know, the feminine masculine conversations? Are you sick and tired of them, or do you think they are necessary? What are your thoughts about the Carly Russell Smollett conversation? Are you over it, or like, do you feel like we should all collectively take the shame, or should we just see it as an individualistic situation? Do you agree about the whole, you know, black women and Barbie, where we can't even enjoy stuff because people feel like, oh, black women having fun? Nah, can't have that. And also the whole Erykah Badu and John Boyega. Is it just me? Is it an unpopular, you know, opinion? Am I doing the most with that? Let me know, because I don't mind being called out. Or if you are a K-pop fan, what do you think? You know, is it considered infantilization because he used the F-bomb? Or is it just like, oh, you know, because, you know, I'm willing to see the opposite side on that, because obviously a lot of these Korean labels, they create a certain image of these artists, and therefore when they show their humanity, it's sometimes jarring. But at the same time, like, I feel like if you're a grown adult listening to these people, like, I feel like you should also have a realistic understanding that they're essentially a product being sold, and that the image that they're presenting is not their real image. So I feel like, be for real. So let me know what your thoughts are on some of these topics. I would love to know. And also, since it's summertime, do you have any plans? Are you going on any vacation trips? Are you traveling? Are you staying inside? Or are you planning to, you know, be outside? And if you are gonna be outside, please stay hydrated in these streets, because Satan is not playing with these Olympic Games, okay? So on that note, your girl is off her soapbox. See ya!